Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at the role of dietary protein and resistance exercise training, and finally, a story about the 2019 proposed Medicare fee schedule being announced. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Skeletal muscle supports locomotion and serves as the largest site of postprandial glucose disposal. Thus, it is a critical organ for physical and metabolic health. Skeletal muscle mass is regulated by the processes of muscle protein synthesis, MPS, and muscle protein breakdown, MPB, both of which are sensitive to external loading and aminoacidemia. Hyperaminoacidemia results in a robust but transient increase in rates of muscle protein synthesis and a mild suppression of muscle protein breakdown. Resistance exercise potentiates the aminoacidemia-induced rise in MPS that, when repeated over time, results in gradual radial growth of skeletal muscle, in other words, hypertrophy. In a review published in the journal Nutrients, the authors examine recent advancements in our understanding of how protein ingestion impacts skeletal muscle growth following resistance exercise in young adults during energy balance and energy restriction. The authors also provide practical recommendations for exercisers who wish to maximize the hypertrophic response of skeletal muscle during resistance exercise training. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for details. With great fanfare, officials at the CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, recently announced a number of proposed initiatives in the 2019 Medicare Physician Fee Schedule that they say will ease administrative burdens on providers. One example of this push is several proposed documentation changes aimed at cutting the burden on physicians who provide evaluation and management services, in other words, E&M codes. These include giving providers the following options: documenting office/outpatient E&M visits using medical decision-making or time instead of applying the current 1995 or 1997 EM documentation guidelines. CMS is also proposing to streamline the EM coding system itself by having, quote, new single blended payment rates for new and established patients for office or outpatient E&M levels 2 through 5 visits, and a series of add-on codes to reflect resources involved in furnishing primary care and non-procedural specialty generally recognized services, end quote. This is according to the agency in a fact sheet posted on its website. Surf to our show notes for the full article. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Working together as a team helps build a cohesive organization. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.